is the Republican Party itself evolving right now? Has the GOP reloaded its software and come up with an ideological, barn-burning upgrade to replace the Republican rhetoric of, say, the Eisenhower era, the Nixon era, or even the Reagan era? Is this GOP 4.0 going on right now? Well, it's about as welcome to some in the Republican Party as the Obamacare website is to the Tea Party. John Taft is one of the GOP faithful who is not happy right now. He's the great-grandson of our 27th president, William Howard Taft. He actually calls himself a genetic Republican. And he recently expressed his outrage about the tone of the party right now in the pages of the New York Times. John Taft, welcome.
Hello, John.
Now, you write in your op-ed piece in the New York Times and have stated this before, that you feel like a genetic Republican, that you're basically hardwired to be a Republican. What do you mean by that?
What I mean is that I am the scion of a legacy of five generations of Republicans who have served the country. And I literally feel like I would be committing a sin if I were to renounce my Republican heritage. So it's in my DNA is what I mean by saying I'm a genetic Republican.
Now, why would you expect the Republican Party to stay with the principles of your great-grandfather? I mean, there have been a lot of twists and turns in American politics. Certainly the Democrats have gone a very different way regarding, say, relations with African-Americans, and the Republicans similarly.
Absolutely. You would expect, and in fact, you would want any organization, including the Republican Party, to evolve over time. But what I was trying to reflect in my op-ed piece was my own intuition about where the Republican brand is. In other words, where the Republican Party still is positioned in the psyche of the American people. And it's my opinion that the Republican brand is about what I call stewardship. It's thinking forward about what's in the best interests of the country and behaving responsibly in the service of that. And that's what I think Republicans like me want to see reflected in the behavior of our political leaders, our Republican political leaders, and that's not what we're seeing, and it is very upsetting to me and to other Republicans.
Of course, the Tea Party folks say we're taking back the country. We have the interests of the United States at heart. Obamacare is a catastrophe. I mean, it's a little hyperbole, but they're using the same kind of language that you're talking about there.
Well, I don't think they're using the same kind of language at all. As I say in the article, the op-ed piece, it's a bomb-throwing, oppositional type of language, and it is about as far away from the language of responsible stewardship as you can get. And this generation of Republicans has accomplished what no previous generation of Republicans has been able to do, and that is to position the Democratic Party as the party of fiscal responsibility. That is ground that we have occupied or should be occupying throughout the history of the Republican Party, and we've ceded that as a result of the tactics you're seeing deployed in Congress right now.
Now, John Taft, you could make the argument that there hasn't been a Republican in the mold that you describe really since Richard Nixon. And let's put his sort of Watergate problems aside for a moment. But in principle terms, Nixon was the last president in that Republican mold. Ronald Reagan threw bombs at Washington coming in the 1980s. I think the discussions that took place under Newt Gingrich, the kinds of confrontations that took place in the 90s reflect a very different sort of Republican set of principles from Richard Nixon. This is maybe a really, really old story, and these guys in the Tea Party are just continuing something that's been going on since the 80s.
I was a newspaper reporter, if you can believe that, back in the day when Ronald Reagan was running for president, and wrote the same kind of thing you just said in a couple of pieces, including one when I recovered the Republican convention in Kansas City. I think that Ronald Reagan, the candidate, was something of a bomb thrower. I did not like him. I think Ronald Reagan, President of the United States, governed very differently than he ran. And he was a responsible, surprisingly centrist Republican. And I do not think that Ronald Reagan would approve of the tactics that we're seeing deployed in Congress today. But it's ironic because the Tea Party does invoke him as one of their father figures. He was willing to cut deals, and he was willing to compromise in the service of putting into place solutions that are, you know, still effective to this day.
John Taft, if you look in your family history and family album, you know very, very well that when Teddy Roosevelt came in, even though some of the progressive principles of Teddy Roosevelt began under your great-grandfather, William Howard Taft, the Republican Party went through an extraordinary change, and so did the Democratic Party, for that matter. Do you think there's a real shift taking place in both parties as moderates are looking for a home, the progressives on the sort of Democratic side looking for a home, and the language you're seeing in the Tea Party also, orphaned ideologues looking for a home?
Yeah, in my opinion, here's what's going on. We are entering, if we're not already in, a new era in American history when the average linear 3% compounded annual growth that we've experienced since the Industrial Revolution is being replaced by economic growth rates closer to 0%. When we're looking at resource scarcity, when we're looking at issues of environmental change, there simply aren't as many chips to spread around the table. So when one side wants something, they have to take a chip away from the other side. It is a win-lose situation today in a low-growth environment. When Gingrich cut a deal with Clinton, there was enough money to go around so that they could both get a little bit of what they wanted. That's not possible today. Obama gets something, it comes away from Boehner. Boehner gets something, it comes away from Obama. And in that kind of environment, it is much harder to get to deals. The sad thing is that the problems facing this country right now can all be addressed if our political leaders would behave like responsible stewards and work together to address them. That's the tragedy. These are not intractable problems for the United States, but we have to have responsible behavior at the level of Congress and the administration to take care of them, and we're not seeing that.
John Taft, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
John Taft is the great-grandson of President William Howard Taft, CEO of RBC Management USA, and the author of Stewardship, Lessons Learned from the Lost Culture of Wall Street.